Jason Rogers. Starring Kristen Doherty. With Tom Soder as the big guy. Based on characters created by Tom Sinclair. Tonight's episode, He Had All He Wanted. You there, what are you up to?
Nothing at all. Well, you're not going to say anything, and you might as well get out.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Why is the reason of your presence if you are just going to stay?
Pour me a drink.
All right.
Now, why did you come here? You are telling me to get out of my own house. It is not your place, you know.
Yeah, I used to live here, but long ago.
Yes, well, that does not matter now. This is my house!
Really, sir? I thought it was mine. I was thrown out, but I've always had an attachment for the place, you know.
This rat hole? You must be out of your bloody head.
He had all he wanted.
What?
Nothing.
Executive producer Paul Mason. Produced by Harry Saltzman. Tape lay by John Howard. Written by Dick Smith. Based upon the story, which was written by Christian Doherty. Associate producer, John Apar. Directed by Christian Doherty. He had all he wanted.
Really? I did do it. I didn't do it.
I received a phone call saying that there had been a murder in this house. Do you know where the body is?
What? Really, Mr. Rogers? I don't have the faintest idea.
Well, that really is hard to believe.
Sir, I found the body in here before you arrived. But now, it's vanished. Vanished, you see. Vanished. The body is vanished.
Well, thank you.
He had all he wanted.
Who?
My son, Frederick Hudson.
So, you're his father. Would not believe it.
No! That was a good joke, but no! I don't think anyone is intelligent enough to know that the resemblance is great!
When did you find the body?
About Mr. Rogers to 10.
Why did you go to the house?
To see my son, of course.
When did you last see your son?
About a week ago.
Did you give him any money?
How could I? I had no money.
That is all.
Chief, a Davy Horsworth was just found murdered.
You were related to Mr. Horsworth?
Yes, I was.
Did you perhaps see him last night?
No.
But the maid saw you come in the house.
I only came back to get a pack of cigarettes.
But you did not see Harsworth.
No, I did not.
Do you mean that you just walked in his house without telling anybody and took back the cigarettes?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Do you smoke?
Of course.
Have one.
Why, thank you.
It seems that you have been lying, Miss Sorrell. Big guy.
Yes? What is it, Roger?
Well, I'm looking for a person who could have murdered two people that I know.
Well,
one of them was Davy Harsworth, and one of the other person, I forgot the name. Wait, I'll check on my files.
Miss Harsworth, the name of that first person who was murdered.
Gail Watson.
Bill. Watson. Bill Watson. So, Chief, I have a couple of clues.
Miss Davidson, do you know who that person is? I lined up with a suspect.
Do you? Miss Davidson, are you there?
I don't know.
Miss Davidson! Where is she? Get up! Miss Davidson, she's dead!
All right, Jay, you have to find that murderer.
Chief, you've been hit!
Oh. I'll phone the hospital.
Oh, excuse me, Inspector, could you bring the ambulance here? My chief has a bad taste of frostbite.
I know it's a good joke. Yes, thank you.
Get that murder, Chief. Get him, Jay. I saw him, he had a scar.
But I'm not Jason Rogers.
Who are you?
The murderer, Chief. The murderer.
I am the murderer. My name is Jonathan.
The famous
Jonathan Hafer. Goodbye.
The actor Margolis the magician.
That's right. Come to see my old foe, Jason Raja.
No!
We meet again. Your chief, by the way, has stepped out for a while.
Why? He has, really. You know, Margolis, you should be put away for impersonating people. Let me try to figure out what you've done. You killed these two people to bring me into the act, and then now you're holding the chief. All to get me. You killed these two people, two innocent tourists, because you wanted to kill me. By the way, do you like orange juice?
A little.
Here's some. Takes care of Margolis, but he's disappeared.
Sir Rogers has gotten rid of our Margolis.
Give me a cheek, found out our secret, eh?
Yeah, he fought a high image. A projectile machine mustn't be touched by Mr. Rogers. A projectile train will make images of bombs, and then we'll turn them into real bombs and destroy the world!
We're going to have to do something about that meddlesome Rogers. He's causing us too much trouble.
How exactly does the machine work, Jim?
Well, it works on the basis of photogenic cells. The cells, after we push the special button, turn into the real thing. If we want to make a person a frozen piece of ice,
We just focus the projectile machine on him and he turns into a piece of ice.
Give us an example, say on Fred over there.
Okay, Fred, this way.
No, leave me alone.
He's now
a piece of ice.
Not anymore. Good evening. I'm Rogers. Jason Rogers.
Jason Rogers.
Ah, the wine's delicious, my dear.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know, those Cockney accents don't come from drinking. I know, witty.
You killed me. Jay, you're dead.
Well, you died the way you would have wanted to.
Yes, Chief, you only live twice, you know.
On the job.
Hey, Rogers is dead, and they're burying him at sea.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Mr. X. What is your report? What is your report, Margolis?
Well, my report is that the projectile machine is almost in order, and we'll be able to take over the world soon.
Good. And Mr. Ken, what is your report?
Oh, no, Mr. X. Well, I plan that, to frame the dead man to make him look like a... convenient.
Then Mr. Rogers is dead, and we can go on with our plan. Launch the projectile machine in our own rocket. Tonight at midnight, Mr. Rogers is dead, and he can't do anything to us. But I can! I set a bomb, and this place will blow up 20 in 24 hours!
How are you getting in here? Oh, God! Oh,
explain to what happened, Mr. Two, about Jason Rogers and how he come to be here.
Well, I suppose I can piece together number one. He destroyed one of our bases and then made it look like he was dead so he could get here and destroy our machine. But we got him surrounded, eh, boys?
Thank you. And now I'm going to kill all of you because none of you can live. Get the man-eating plant. Get the man-eating plant.
It's choking me, the plant. It's choking me. I'm dying.
Jay!
What? It's only been a dream?
That's right, Jay. Only a dream.
Yes, only a dream. Someday I'll do it, though. Now, the dream is over.
This has been Jason Rogers, Christian Doherty as Jason Rogers, Tom Soder as the big guy, with John Montezuma, Harry Fitzgerald, Titus Moody, and Jake Doherty. Tapio by Hedwig Zorb. Based on characters created by Tom Sinclair. Jason Rogers, copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated in association with Sentinel Color Corps and Tom Sinclair. Taped at the ACD Studios in New York. Jason Rogers and ACD presentation.